4:17 a.m. on our wedding date. I've been awake since 2:36 calculating final probability matrices. According to my algorithms, we have a 94.3% chance of a successful ceremony if we start preparations now. I've updated the wedding emergency response manual overnight. It now includes protocols for 17 new worst-case scenarios, including unexpected temporal anomaly and spontaneous musical number outbreak. That last one has a surprisingly high probability given my mother's recent interest in flash mobs. I know we're not supposed to see each other before the ceremony, but technically that tradition originated to prevent arranged marriage participants from fleeing upon seeing their partner. Since I've already cataloged all your facial expressions in my Expressions of My Beloved journal, I think we're safe from Asian superstitions. Plus, I needed to check on you. I had a dream that you were abducted by my childhood stuffed animal seeking revenge for abandonment. Dream you was remarkably calm about it. I prepared a special wedding day sunrise ritual. The alignment of Venus is particularly auspicious this morning. Here, put on this crystal necklace. It's calibrated to our specific love frequency, a sound wave I created by mathematically combining our heartbeats. According to my wedding day schedule, version 16.4 with contingency algorithms, we have exactly 22 minutes for our sunrise meditation before phase 1 of our wedding preparations begin. I've color-coded today's schedule with 7 different highlighters. The neon green sections indicate moments where statistical analysis suggests we might need emotional support. I can't believe we're actually doing this. You're really marrying me. You had approximately 730 days since meeting my family to run away screaming, yet here you are. My statistical models never predicted a probability this high for long-term relationship success. Oh, that's my mother. She's at the venue already. Apparently she arrived at midnight to begin the energy purification process. The venue coordinator is threatening to call the police because my mom brought 17 caged doves for a quantum love release that wasn't in our contract. Hello? Mom, we discussed this. The dove release was vetoed after the incident at Cousin Rainfall's wedding. Yes, I know this symbolized eternal devotion. No, I don't think the wedding planner will accept prayman and crystals. Mom, are you currently standing inside a salt circle? Is that why the venue coordinator can't approach you? Please remove the salt barrier and apologize to Mr. Chen. We should probably head to the venue sooner than planned. My mother has already set up what she's calling the matrimonial transformation station at the bridal suit. Last I heard, Nova was helping her arrange crystal grids according to her secret geometry of her love story. Welcome to Wedding Command Central. Do you like it? I've transformed the bridal suit into a fully operational strategic headquarters. I set up monitors tracking weather patterns, guest arrivals, and the positions of Mercury and Jupiter. That small satellite dish by the window is monitoring solar flare activity. Not strictly necessary, but better safe than sorry. This is a special aromatherapy blend I created to optimize brain function and memory encoding. Studies show that scent is strongly tied to memory formation, so I've decided a custom fragrance to help us remember every detail of today. It's a combination of lavender, sandalwood, and a trace amount of the pheromones I extracted from your favorite t-shirt.
There's my cosmic starlight on her conversions day! These spirit guides woke me at exactly at 3:33 this morning to prepare your aura strengthening elixir.
Just drink it. My analysis shows a 76% reduction in wedding stress if we simply comply with mom's rituals.
I finished blessing the reception space with traditional family chants. The caterers were very accommodating once I explained the spiritual significance of rearranging their serving stations to align with ley lines. Though they seemed confused when I insisted the appetizers be served in the pattern of their birth constellation.
Mom, we talked about this. The appetizer constellation was scheduled for phase 3 of today's plan, after the ceremony.
The universe does not adhere to human scheduling, sweetheart. The alignment was perfect for manifestation at 9:17 a.m. Also, I assigned your spirit animal guides to each table instead of those boring numbers you planned.
Don't worry, I anticipated this. See tab 7 in the wedding contingency binder? Mother's spontaneous redecorating. I've already calibrated the seating algorithm to incorporate spirit animal designations.
Spring! I finished setting up my social experiment station. This wedding provides an unprecedented opportunity to study mate selection validation rituals across multiple demographics.
Nova,
Please tell me you're not making the guests fill out questionnaires again.
Of course not. The survey's now digital. I've created QR codes discreetly hidden throughout the venue. Also, I sent a facial recognition software to track emotional responses during the ceremony. For science.
Do you see what I mean about my family? They're actually showing remarkable restraint today. Last week, Mom suggested releasing butterflies from inside the wedding cake, and Noah wanted to tag guests with GPS trackers to create a movement heat map of the reception.
Excuse me, Miss Spring? I'm Minister Joan. We spoke on the phone about the ceremony. I just wanted to check in about the traditional elements we discussed.
Mr. Joan, perfect timing. I've completed the final draft of our ceremony structure and now incorporates both traditional wedding elements and the sacred rituals required by my family's unique spiritual heritage.
I thought you said you weren't religious?
Oh, no, we're not. We follow the cosmic principles of whatever Mom discovered on her latest meditation retreat. Currently, it's a blend of quantum physics, astrology, and something she calls interdimensional chakra alignment.
Right. About the unity ceremony involving fire?
Oh, don't worry about that. The fire risk assessment came back with acceptable parameters. I've installed flame-retardant materials all around the altar and secured three different types of fire extinguishers. Besides, the flames symbolize the burning intensity of our eternal commitment, or possibly the destruction of negative energy, depending on which page of Mom's spiritual guidebook you're reading.
I think I need to review my insurance coverage.
She seems great, right? Very adaptable. I interviewed 17 different officiants and she scored highest on my tolerance for our unusual family dynamic scale. Ooh, it's time for me to get dressed. My gown is a special design I created with an engineering student from MIT. It has constellation patterns made from tiny LED lights that synchronize with the ceremony music. The constellation represents every significant moment in our relationship from our first meeting to your proposal. Plus, I've sewn a piece of your favorite childhood blanket. The one your mom showed me, into a hidden pocket over my heart. It's both your something blue and my way of keeping part of your history with me as we create our future.
Spring, emergency situation. The universe is sending conflicting signals about your hairstyle. The morning meditation suggested an updo, but pendulum now is indicating loose waves would better channel the celestial energies.
That's what he calls. See you at the altar. Remember, if anything goes wrong, consult the emergency binder. Section 3 covers cosmic interruptions and Section 4 addresses family-induced chaos. I love you! We made it! According to my calculations, getting to this point without a major crisis puts up in the top 12 of wedding statistical outcomes. Though Noah did have to talk to Mom about releasing doves into the venue. Twice.
Dearly beloved, we're gathered here today.
I modified her script to reduce redundancies and increase emotional impact by 47%. Also, I added that quantum entanglement metaphor I've been working on.
To join these two souls in matrimony, a union the bride has informed me is not just symbolic, but, quote, a statistical improbability that defies multiple algorithms predicting relationship success rates.
See? She's nailing it.
Spring and her beloved have chosen to write their own vows, which the bride has assured me have been optimized for maximum emotional resonance through 17 drafts and 3 focused group tests.
My statistical anomaly, my outlier, my data point that has refused to follow the predicted pattern. 2 years ago, when you met my family, my relationship algorithm gave us a 37% chance of making it to our third date. Yet here we are, defying probability and proving that sometimes the most beautiful conclusions are the ones we can't calculate. I've spent my life documenting, analyzing, and trying to predict the unpredictable. I created charts for everything, believing that if I could gather just enough data, life would make sense. Then you came along. The one variable I couldn't control. The one person who looked at all my weirdness and just smiled. I brought visual aids. This graph shows my happiness levels before and after meeting you. As you can see, there's a statistically significant uptick. And this pie chart breaks down all the reasons I love you, with the largest segment simply labeled as accept my intensity without judgment. I promise to love you with the same thoroughness I applied to my research.
I will document our life together with the same passion I bring to cataloging celestial events. I will analyze our challenges with the same determination I use to solve complex equations. And I will cherish our love with the wonder I feel when discovering a new constellation. I also promise to limit my relationship spreadsheets to one per month and to consult you before installing any more monitoring devices in our home.
By the power vested in me and the state, and apparently also the cosmic convergence of Jupiter and Venus in the seventh house, I now pronounce you married.
This is the part where the LED constellations on my dress should synchronize with the hidden protectors to create a miniature universe around us during our kiss. Well, 2 out of 3 star projectors is still a 67% success rate. Kiss me, husband. The reception is maintaining an 82% ideal energy flow according to my metrics. Even mom's spontaneous trance channeling during the father-daughter dance couldn't disrupt my happiness algorithm today. Nova has officially declared her wedding the most data-rich social bonding ceremony she's ever documented. She's collecting 4 notebooks of observations and has already started graphing guest interaction patterns. She's calling it her anatomy of a successful mate selection celebration. Oh, poor Minister Joan. Mom cornered her by the cake and is probably explaining her theory about how wedding ceremonies create temporary portals to her alternate dimension. Last I saw, Joan was on her 3rd glass of champagne and actually seemed interested in Mom's crystal collection. I've been meaning to show you something all day. Remember the journal you found in my childhood bedroom? The one where I documented my dream relationship? Well, I kept writing in it. This page is from a year ago. See what I wrote? Future prediction. Wedding day with someone who loves the chaos. I even drew this little picture of us in an altar with my mom releasing doves and someone who looks suspiciously like Noah taking notes. I documented this dream, but you made it reality. Oh, I almost forgot to tell you about our honeymoon. I prepared a comprehensive binder, of course, complete with hourly itineraries, weather pattern analysis for the past decade at our destination, and contingency plans for 23 potential emergency scenarios. I've also mapped the star visibility for each night so we can continue our tradition of stargazing, and I may have packed a small telescope and possibly a portable planetarium projector for cloudy nights. Also, I've already researched a future home. Actually, I may have already purchased it. Surprise! The cosmic energy alignment was too perfect to pass up, and the property has the ideal garden space for mom's fertility crystals. I know we agreed to wait, but the statistical probability of finding another house with that precise directional alignment to Jupiter was less than 0.002%. Our future has a 97.8 likelihood of exceeding all standard happiness metrics. I've run a simulation thousands and thousands of times accounting for all variables. Though, to be completely specific, I should acknowledge that my algorithms may be slightly biased by the fact that I love you more than I've ever loved anyone or anything, even my limited edition star mapping software. Oh! Nova appears to be installing something on her head table. I should probably investigate before she completes whatever experiment she's conducting on her wedding guest's dance patterns. Meet me under stars in 10 minutes. I calculated the exact spot where the moonlight creates a natural spotlight at 9:42 p.m. Mom says it's a cosmic blessing point, but I just think it'll make for amazing photos. Our first dance as a married couple under the actual stars. How's that for an on-brand of the weird girl who never stopped looking at the sky? Thank you for choosing this life. For choosing me. With all my quirks and calculations and cosmic theories. I promise our story will be the most well-documented, thoroughly analyzed, and genuinely magical love story ever recorded. Complete with footnotes, appendices, and at least 17 volumes of the complete history of us. Volume 1 is already nearly complete. I'll show you tonight. I've titled it Statistical Improbability, How the Weird Girl Found Love Without Toning Down the Weird. Spoiler alert, it has a very happy ending. The guest departure bell curve peaked 23 minutes ago. Nova's behavioral sensors indicate 89% of attendees have reached their social interaction limit. Statistically speaking, we're cleared for protocol Celestian convergence. I've calculated 6 optimal pathways to our suite, accounting for guest distribution patterns and staff cleaning routes, though the most efficient route involves slight policy violations regarding elevator usage. Let's go. Now. Here we are. Wait, before we begin, the love frequency generation. I need to synchronize her. There. Real-time heartbeat zonification. My grad school lab never imagined this application for the pulse wave algorithm. Fascinating. My respiration rate just exceeded all previous... Oh, God. All previous recording maximums. Yes, just put it in. Ignore the biometric alert. False positive about elevated. Oh, the system thinks I'm having a cardiac episode. Should probably disable. There. Now where were we? Forget the data. Just more, please. I want to feel the numbers break. You're confusing correlation with causation, Doctor. This experiment requires replication under controlled. Oh God. Don't dare you adjust your angle. Current friction coefficients are generating unprecedented. Yes, they're unprecedented harmonic resonance in my. That was, wow, exactly 24 minutes and 17 seconds of statistically significant martial intimacy. I'd rate that a 9.87 on my pleasure metric scale, which exceeds all previous data points by a margin of 1.25. How wonderfully unexpected. I had prepared an entire binder on optimal first-time as spouse's parameters, but I appear to have completely abandoned my research protocols. Not a single checklist was consulted. One would say the cosmic energies took over. I should probably document this for scientific posterity, but maybe just this once I'll let the data exist solely in my memory. Some experiences defy quantification even for me. You know, I once read that during moments of intense emotional connection, human brains can synchronize their neural oscillations. Essentially, our brain waves might have been dancing together, which is significantly more romantic than Mom's theory about our fields merging into a unified spectral plane. I've been tracking our relationship metrics for 2 years now, and there's a fascinating statistical anomaly I've observed. The correlation between physical and emotional intimacy doesn't follow standard mathematical models. It's exponential rather than linear. Each connection multiplies rather than adds to the previous data point. In simpler terms, I thought I couldn't possibly love you more than I did at the altar today. The data suggested I'd reached maximum capacity, but somehow the variable shifted again. I hope this lasts forever.